Hey, Lonnie?
Okay.
Hey, Gabe Cardiff here. Hey, so I'm just going to verify some information we have on file real quick, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have, okay?
All right.
Alrighty. I have billing address down as 5532 Bridge Mill Lane, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125.
Yes.
Okay. And what company are you with, Lonnie?
I have a little small organization, really a company, but I was looking into purchasing a building to enhance something that's new that's in my area.
Okay.
But my organization I have, business-wise, it has something to do with sports. It's just a small organization.
Okay. What was the name of it? I'm sorry? Is it just...
Independent Officials Association.
I'm sorry, Independent, can you repeat that?
Officials Association.
Okay. Officials Association. Okay. And is the business...
building out, and when I got this thing in the mail, the only reason what made me call, I'll be honest with you, I don't want to waste your time. I'm sure you don't want to waste mine, but...
Right.
I see this building that's in my area on Riverdale. And I have no criminal background, no history of being in jail for nothing, not even a jaywalking. And I really have visualized in turning that building into a liquor store.
Okay.
I need a business loan to do it, to purchase that building.
Got you. As far as the Independent Officials Association, what kind of business is that? What do you guys do?
We referee.
Okay, that's
red ball, basketball, football, little league. That's why I say it's more of an organization than, you know, small business.
Okay,
it's really non-profit, to be honest.
Okay, it's a non-profit. How long has that been around for?
I've been doing that over 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Over 10 years.
Got you. So yeah, as far as you know. How much did the business do last year in top line revenue, like gross annual sales?
Oh, I don't really know. All I can tell you, it's really an organization more than a business. I have to pay for my little old software, internet, where did I do my signing? I had this electronic signing system. Give an example, I had a tournament in Jackson, Tennessee this past weekend.
Okay.
I sent referees up there, and what I do, I contract the work.
Right.
And I get a workout to the referees, and the organization that I contract to pay the rest. So.
Got you. Do you know how much monthly, do you have a business bank account set up there for the organization?
Nah.
No.
Because it's so small. I may get $150, maybe $200 for just contracting the tournament. The referees make more money than I do.
Got you.
To be honest.
Yeah, so
yeah,
as
I
far
do
as
just enough to pay my little expenses that I have for is traveling and if I do a workshop and I have to rent a building to do a class in, you know, sometimes they'll charge me to rent a building to hold a clinic or a camp. And I pay for that. Or also my internet stuff, my software on the internet, which is I use this company called Horizon RefWeb.
They, got you.
I do all my signing there. Now, you want some kind of money figures, my officials do much more money than I do.
Got you. Does that money run through you before you disperse the payments to them? Or?
No, I let the organization that I contract with pay them directly. That way, I kind of keep me out that loop thinking I'm cheating somebody.
Got you.
Pay them directly.
So, yeah, just to kind of touch on your needs there, I definitely don't want to waste your time there. You know, we base our loans off of, you know, cash flow that's running through your business account. So, you know, that's what would we'd be able to qualify you off of, is having that business account up and going, having steady deposits in it. So, like, we typically,
Again, the schools, all the schools, even during the fall time, the schools pay the referees. They just pay me for contracting because I'm guaranteeing them registered licensed officials.
Got you.
And the little money I get off the contracts, like I said, I rent a building or I rent a school building or a gym during the summer. And I have a camp for 3-4 days teaching them the various things about officiating. Classroom sessions, and then, like I said, paying for this doggone website, the maintenance fees and housing fees, and that stuff come every month.
Got you. Yeah, I'm not sure if we'd be able to help you there. You know, we don't really do a lot of real estate loans. We have like our working capital program where we free up 10 to 15% of your sales, but like I said, that's going to all be based off of, you know, the revenue that's going to be running through a business bank account.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'll be honest with you. It's more of an organization thing than a business. What I was looking into, like I said, I saw this building I'm trying to purchase. And I said, I saw this in the mail. I said, shit, if I get this, I'm going to turn that into a liquor store.
Gotcha.
I know I had to go down to the city council and the state and all that. They're going to do a background fingerprint. They're going to do all that. I ain't worried about failing none of that. I've never been in trouble with the law in my life. I'm 52 years old, going on 52.
Gotcha.
I just need some money to get this started. And I saw these monthly payments back. I opened that liquor store. I know I can pay y'all back.
Yeah.
Way quicker than a 5-year or 3-year deal. Y'all got unsecured 3 years, unsecured refi program 3 years, and secure loan 5 years.
You've been
way for them.
What we could potentially do for the new business is, you know, we can do financing for, like, startup businesses. So, like, any, like, walk-in fridges, that type of thing, coolers, shelving, you know, computer systems. That's something that we could help you with. How's your credit? Good, bad, average?
I'd say average right now. It ain't bad. It's pretty average.
Yeah, so
I mean, right now.
Yeah, I think that... Have you tried to go to, like, a local bank to, you know, get a loan there for the building?
Some banks are so tough, man. Because the person that owns it, they got a sign with a number on it. They'll probably say, okay, we'll lease it to you. But I'm wasting money. Because now I got to turn around and pay them for leasing that building. You see what I'm saying? Then I got to turn around and pay you guys. Let's say y'all come in and y'all do all my freezers. Because I'm going to put some freezers for the cold liquor, shed on my construction done, because I receive the bill. Let's say I do that, like y'all give me that loan for that. Now I got to pay you guys back. I got to pay him monthly for leasing the building. That's the building I'm mad. I was trying to buy the building all out, right, what I was trying to do. And then just pay a bank or a loan company like you guys back instead of trying to pay 2 or 3 people, and that ain't gonna count my payroll because once I open it, I already But man, I know I'm gonna wanna interview and hire because I gotta hire clean cut people, no people that do no drugs. I'm gonna have a drug screening as we sell alcohol. I'll be pretty strict.
Right. Yeah. You know, like I said, what I can do is shoot you off an email if you do get closer to you know, getting the business going. And then we can look at, like, equipment option for you there. But, you know, as far as, like, a real estate loan, we don't really do those type of loans. And our capital, like, our three-year unsecured loan would be based on, like, your current business's revenues.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have no. That's more of an organization than an official thing.
Yeah, got you.
Which my referees work year-round now. They work year-round because I have all the summer ball, spring ball, fall ball. I have all that stuff. But... Again, how I got it set up, I don't want to be responsible for paying anyone doing no payroll. Plus, I don't want the IRS trying to tax the hell out of me with that kind of payroll. I let the schools and the organization hand out the W-9s to my ref. Each one of my refs fill out a W-9, and I send it to the people I got contracts with. It's on file, and then they do their own taxes.
Got you. Unfortunately, I don't think we'd be able to help you out with the building. What I can do is shoot you off an email. You know, if any equipment needs pop up, we can see what we can do for you as far as, you know, that goes.
Okay. Well, I got your number. You shoot me an email right now because I got to get the building for it to buy some equipment. I got to figure out some kind of way to get that building.
Yeah. Do you want to jot down my direct line here?
Yeah.
All right, you got a pen there?
I'm ready.
It's 858.
7 7 9 7 7 9 0 3 9 1 0 3 9 1. What's your name again?
It's Gabe,
G-A-B-E. Gabe, all right.
Yeah, reach out to me, you know, if you do, you know, get closer to getting things going. We'll see what kind of equipment we could do for you there. And that's like 2 to 5 year terms on our equipment. So keep us in mind if, you know, if the building comes through and you get a little closer to opening it up shop there, all right?
Okay, because I'm going to have some construction I got to have. Bulletproof. I want the bulletproof glass and everything in that one.
Yeah, it's probably going to be pretty pricey, huh?
No. Got a few friends of mine that's in construction that own their own construction building.
Okay.
So me buying the glass might be the highest price, but a couple friends of mine may do the work for me.
Gotcha. For sure, yeah, that's definitely something we could help you finance if need be. But yeah, keep my number there handy if anything comes up.
All right.
You get closer to it. All right, Wani.
Take care.
You take care, man.
All right.